Israeli embassy staffer shot, killed in D.C. Suspect allegedly shouted "Free Palestine" by Paul Bois on May 21, 2025. At least two staffers with the Israeli embassy were reportedly shot and killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C., on Wednesday night. Reporter Josh Krauschar of Jewish Insider broke the story on X. "There was an event for young Israeli diplomats being held at the D.C. Museum this evening," said Krauschar. "Two Israeli embassy staff killed, per source familiar with the shooting outside the D.C. Capitol Jewish Museum," he added. One witness claimed that the individual who committed the killing shouted, "Free Palestine," repeatedly while being escorted out by police. After the shooting, a guy came inside the museum, saying he sought and needed water and a safe space, then whipped out a keffiyeh and yelled "Free Palestine" a bunch before being escorted out by police, the witness told Krauschar. Danny Danon, Israel's ambassador to the UN, called the shooting a depraved act of anti-Semitic terrorism in a post on X. "The fatal shooting that took place outside the event that took place at the Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. is a depraved act of anti-Semitic terrorism," he said. "Harming the Jewish community is crossing a red line. We are confident that the U.S. authorities will take strong action against those responsible for this criminal act. Israel will continue to act resolutely to protect its citizens and representatives everywhere in the world." Ted Deutsch, the CEO of the American Jewish Committee, called it an unspeakable act of violence. "We are devastated that an unspeakable act of violence took place outside the venue," he said in a statement. "At this moment, as we await more information from the police about exactly what transpired, our attention and our hearts are solely with those who were harmed and their families." President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social. According to Mediaite, police had been questioning a person of interest and have advised people to avoid the area and said a media staging is happening inside the Metropolitan Police Headquarters on 4th Street Northwest. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.